Rabotai, just one quick halakha came up last night. One of the members asked the following question. Hilchot Corona. The fellow lost his taste. He wants to know now, legabeh, the maror that he's going to eat on Leil Pesach. Can he make the berachav al achilat maror if he cannot taste the maror? The answer would be based on the Gemara we recently learned in Pesachim. In Arbe Pesachim, the Gemara said, Balak maror lo yatsa. That if a person swallowed the maror, lo yatsa, balak matzah yatsa. Rashbam says the reason why, if you swallowed the maror and you didn't chew it, lo yatsa, is because you need to taste the mirirut. That's the whole mitzvah, that you should have the bitter taste in your mouth. And therefore, if you just swallow it, although you ingested it, so le'inyan, let's say, birchat nehenin, you don't have to actually taste the food, as long as you ingest it, so therefore the food went into your body, so there's hana'at me'ayim. Like Rav Chida brings down, that the old custom was to make a beracha on a raw egg. They made she'akol, even though there's no taste of a raw egg, but they would make the beracha because there's hana'at garon, or hana'at me'ayim. The stomach benefits. So therefore, legabe berachat nehenin, you can make a bore pri adama, whether you taste or not. However, the inyan al achilat maror, since the inyan over there is to have ta'am maror veleka, so the chaura, although a person can eat the maror, but he would not make the beracha in such a case. I wonder if he even has to eat it bichlal. Because once already you're not tasting the maror, so therefore what? Just stamp to have the maror in your stomach. Okay, so let's say miyotov, let him eat it, but l'kaura, the beracha would not be made. Let him hear the beracha from somebody else at the table and let him be yotzeh.